Welcome to Seek Christ Today. I'm Beth Fernie Johnson, pastor at St. Stephen in Sylvania, Ohio. During the season of Advent, as the winter is finally seeming to be here, it's a time to kind of gather close and to share stories. And in the next few weeks of Advent, that's what we're going to be doing here, is sharing some stories of Christmas. Today's story is called A Legend for Christmas, and it's by the author Bill White, William R. White. In a large Midwestern city, a little child wandered through the streets on Christmas Eve, gazing at the busy people rushing back and forth, arms filled with presents. Everyone seemed happy. Everyone seemed to have a destination. Everyone except the little child. As he walked, the bitter cold nipped at his cheeks and bit at his bare fingers. This was no night to be out alone. He must find a place to stay. He turned down a boulevard dotted with large homes, the kind where the yards are imprisoned by iron fences. Mustering his courage, he walked to the door of a very attractive house and peered through the curtains at a gaily decorated Christmas tree. Inside the house, the children were playing hide-and-seek, though they paused every now and then to shake presents that had their names on them. The little child stood on tiptoe and pushed the button that rang the bell. Soon, a tall boy opened the door and gazed down at the youngster. "I am sorry," he said. "Our father is not home, and he would not like to have anyone upset our Christmas Eve." The door closed slowly, almost apologetically. The little child soon tried another home. This time, a stout woman shouted at him, "Get off our property, and I mean now." The wind seemed as angry as the woman when the young child reached the unsheltered sidewalk. He decided to try a street where the houses were a little bit smaller, hoping the people were more friendly. On this street, he was greeted by a woman who was afraid he would bring germs into the house, and a father who said there wasn't even enough for his own children. But mostly he was greeted by silence. People simply looked at him, shook their heads, and sadly closed the door. "There must be some place in this great city for me," he thought, as he stumbled through the dark streets. Now he passed homes with fewer lights, houses much smaller in size. At the end of the street, he stopped at a small cottage with no curtains. It was easy to see into this tiny home. On a table sat a small tree without lights. Near the fireplace, a mother read to her two small children. Her daughter sat on her lap, while her son snuggled close to her feet. "Mommy," the little girl cried out, interrupting the reading, "someone's at the door." "It's just the trees," the boy assured them. Before the mother could continue, the noise was heard again, and all of them rushed to the door to see what had made the sound. There in the doorway stood a little child, shaking in the cold. The mother picked him up and pressed him tightly to her breast, even as she carried him to the living room. "Quickly, warm some milk," she called to her son, as she rubbed the numb fingers between her hands. Pushing his tangled hair back, she tenderly kissed the child on the forehead and whispered, "We are delighted that you have come to share our Christmas with us." For nearly an hour, the four stood around the fire until feeling began to return to the frozen body of the little stranger. When their guest appeared to be warming, the little girl said, "Finish the story, Mommy." Agreeing, the mother placed the little girl on her lap and opened the book. Suddenly, a powerful light began to flood the room. The small family turned to see the little child transformed before their eyes. The light from his face became so bright that they were forced to turn their heads. Then the light left the room, and as the family rushed to the door, they watched him ascend until all that was visible was a star that shone brilliantly over their home, bathing the entire area in light. The boy was the first to break the silence. "Was it the Christ child, Mother?" he asked. "Yes," she said simply. "It is said that each Christmas, God sends his son wandering through the streets of some city in our land, seeking a place to be warmed. When he is accepted, God sends a star of brilliant light to shine. This Christmas, look around you for those in need, and look up, dear friends, to see God's sign. Some questions to ponder. When you think of Jesus' words to his disciples, when you do it for the least of these, you do it for me. When have we been of help to fellow human beings recently? How have we seen God in each other? If you'd like to explore these questions, please go to our Facebook page, Seek Christian. I'd also invite you to visit a local church where you can build relationships that will continue to help you grow in faith. With you on the journey, as together we seek Christ. Please tune in again next week. Blessings.